Travel Russia. Welcome to Travel Russia, a daily Russian tourism program aimed at giving you a glimpse into some of the gems the Russian Federation has on offer. Sit back as we take you for a short look around Russian towns, exploring the history and giving you a picture of what's on offer. Just don't forget your passport and visa.
So, welcome to the show with me, Dan Moody. Today we're going to be taking a look at the town of Tula and finding out what it's known for. Also, we'll dip into some of their history and check out the tourist attractions. So, first up, naturally, is how to get there. Now, Tula's actually not very far away from Moscow and is very easy to get to. The two cheapest and easiest options are the elektrichka and the marshrutka. I'll just briefly explain what those are since listeners unfamiliar won't know. An elektrichka is like a suburban intercity train, and it's what you take to reach the Moscow region, so basically to get outside of Moscow. Now, the marshrutka is another kind of unique Russian thing, which is essentially a converted minivan, which usually carries around 14 or so passengers, and they usually follow bus or train routes, but they can get quite cramped. So the journey from Moscow to Tula takes around 2 or 2.5 hours, depending on the traffic or the train you get, but both will definitely give you a bit of a taste of real Russian transport. So, now you've arrived in Tula, which is the city capital of the Tula region on the Upa River, which is a tributary to the Oka. Now, it's an important rail and highway hub and a manufacturing city of the Moscow industrial region. Tula is actually Russia's oldest metallurgical center and also produces heavy and light machine tools. And it's known for weapons production, among some other curious things we could say. Along with weapon production, Tula is actually known as a bit of a sweet city since that's where Russian pryaniki are made. Now, for those who don't know, pryanik is like a traditional Russian cookie made with honey and gingerbread, but to look at, they don't look anything like the traditional chocolate chip cookies you might be used to seeing. Now, another interesting fact for interested listeners is that the word pops up in Russian sayings and idioms too. I mean, for example, a Russian stick and carrot approach is actually translated as a whip and pryanik approach, which is basically the same idea but with different treats. Tula is really a famous Russian samovar production center as well. Again, you might be wondering just what a samovar is, and it's actually, literally it means a self-boiler, and is basically a heated metal container that was traditionally used to heat and boil water in and around Russia, as well as other central, southeastern, eastern European countries and in the Middle East. Naturally, since the heated water is usually used for making tea, most samovars have like an attachment on the top of their lids to hold a heated teapot with tea concentrate. Now, they used to be heated with coal or charcoal, but now many samovars, newer ones, use electricity and heat water basically in like an electric water boiler. It's kind of a big traditional Russian kettle, really, but if you had the space to bring a smaller one back from your travels, you'd have a really unique and nice Russian souvenir on your hands from the town, which is actually the most famous for them. Actually, there's even a Russian proverb which says, "You don't take a samovar to Tula," which is a similar saying to our equivalent of when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So, one other nice little fact about the town is that Leo Tolstoy also lived and was buried near Tula, but we're going to get into that a little bit when we take a look at the sites. So now you know a little bit about the town in general, you're probably wondering what you might like to visit. Well, seeing as sweet biscuits, samovars and weapons are the three things the town is most famous for, that would probably be a good place to start. Now, for those listeners out there like me who are interested in war museums and things like that, a good first place to stop would be the Tula Arms Museum. And this is actually a really quite cool museum since it has a unique collection of guns which date right back to the 16th century and finish up with today's weapons. But for the less weapon-hungry of you out there, you could take a look at the Tula Samovar Museum, which holds over 300 different types of samovar of all different shapes and sizes. So one thing's for sure, and that's if you didn't know what a samovar was before you visited Tula, you definitely will after you've seen this museum. Once you've filled up perhaps on samovars, you could head over to the Pryanik Museum, which is one of the town's youngest museums, but which is actually becoming more and more popular every year. You can learn all about the history of the Pryanik and see all kinds of examples, including Russia's largest Pryanik, which is not something you can find just anywhere. Now, the next thing on your list after this museum would probably be the Tula Kremlin, which has been around for 500 years now. Now, the craftsmen who built the Tula Kremlin combined traditions of old Russian architecture with the latest achievements of Western European art fortification. Now, what's even more interesting is that the Russian stonemasons, along with Italian architects who built the Moscow Kremlin at the end of the 15th century, also took part in construction. So it's a great place to explore and photograph as well. So now, because of time constraints, naturally I can't take you through all the interesting sites since there are literally so many that attract tourists and visitors, but you can be sure to find at least 12 other museums to look at, along with parks, nice cafes to rest up and enjoy the old historical city. But in any case, you're going to want to make sure you leave time to visit Tula's region, which is the most popular attraction among tourists from all over the world, and the place here you're going to want to see is called Yasnaya Polyana. This is the home and the burial place of none other than Leo Tolstoy. Now, Yasnaya Polyana is 14 kilometers southwest of the city, and this is where Tolstoy wrote his celebrated novels War and Peace and Anna Karenina. Here you can actually see his estate, which became a museum in 1928. Now, the authenticity of the furnishings and the works of art in the library, which belong to the writer's family, really make it one of the most unique museums, maybe even in the world, because the interior of the house is kept just as it was in 1910, making it a really special and unique place to visit, almost like time traveling into Russian literary history. Now, as you can see, or should I say hear, I've only really been able to scratch the surface of what there is to see there, but you can definitely rest assured that you won't be short of things to see. Now, having looked a little bit at the town, why don't we take a step back into the history and get to grips with some of those aspects?
Welcome to Travel Russia. Just don't forget your passport and visa.
So the town of Tula was first mentioned in the 14th century, and at that time Tula Fortress was of the Ryazan Principality, but later, after it was captured by the Moscow state, and the Tula Kremlin that we mentioned earlier was built in 1530. Now, there are some ideas as to how Tula got its name, and some one of them is associated with the Tulitsa River on which the city was built. But there's another, and maybe in my opinion, more interesting theory linked to Vladimir Ivanovich Dal, who was the author of a famous thesaurus of the Russian language, which was originally published between 1903 and 1909. Now, according to this interpretation, the word Tula could mean a hidden or inaccessible place, since it sounds like a Russian word, which means fence or shelter, or another Russian word, which means like a refuge for defense. Now, the famous Russian Tsar Peter the Great visited Tula in 1712, and he actually commissioned blacksmiths to build the first Russian armament manufacture. So, several years later, Tula became the largest ironworking center of Eastern Europe, giving it weapons reputation it still has to this day. Now, in the 18th century, Tula was also known as a major center for production of iron and cast goods, and it grew up along with the arms industry. In 1778, the armorer F.I. Litson set up a factory for industrial production of samovars, which, as we know, later gave the city something else to be famous for. Naturally, the city grew rapidly in the early 20th century as a result of the arms production during the Russian, Japanese, and First World Wars. Now, Tula's factories also manufactured weapons for the Red Army during the Civil War from 1918 to 1921. Now, the Tula region was formed within its current boundaries on September the 26th, 1937, and from October through to December of 1941, when the front line passed through the city's southern edge, the residents, along with the Red Army units, defended Tula against Hitler's forces. After the war ended, the people of the city and other parts of the region started rebuilding housing and industrial facilities, and within a short period, the region's economy was restored, and Tula actually became a real center of engineering and metalworking industries. And in 1976, Tula was awarded the title of Hero City for its really brave efforts during the Second World War. So coming back to the present, you can really be sure that Tula is a beautiful old city and major cultural, industrial, and scientific center of the region, which is definitely worthy of your attention, whether it's weapons, cakes, or samovars that interest you. But on that note, I'd like to say thanks very much for staying with me on Travel Russia, brought to you daily by the Voice of Russia and presented by me, Dan Moody. So goodbye and take care.
Welcome to Travel Russia. Just don't forget your passport and visa.